Yeah, you're down here too.
It's class time for kids in the Monroe County Jail. Every day, students who should be in a city school classroom emerge from their jail cells to learn.
There's a range from kids that are, let's say, that they go stay there for a week, and then there are kids that stay there for a longer period of time.
More than 1,600 city school kids land in the county jail each year. Superintendent Dr. Bulhan Vargas says legally, the district has to provide teachers and an academic program for its incarcerated students. And he says most of them go back to their schools when they're released. But it's that transition from jail back to the real world where School Commissioner Van White says the district is failing these students.
There are thousands of kids that come in and out of that system, and when they walk out that door, there's nobody watching them.
Just to clarify, people are watching, but not many, not even a handful. Turns out the district has only 2 employees to assist kids when they leave the county jail and head back to their schools. Van White told board members at a recent meeting that budget reflects priorities, and he says the district has to do more if it's serious about helping these kids stay on track.
We provide one-on-one workers or five-on-one workers for our Hillside kids, kids who have Cs, because we think they need the support. But yet when these kids come out of the Monroe County Jail or DFY, we only have 2 transitional workers for them. What they're thinking of our 2 workers to their thousands of kids, they think we're saying F you to them.
The transition workers that I have now really are planning, looking at homelessness, looking at kids that have mental health issues that are really incarcerated because they have some other issues, moving them to an environment where they're going to be successful.
Margaret Porter is the leader of the district's Youth and Justice Program. She says she's lucky to have 2 employees to help students because just a few years ago, she didn't have any.
I have to say that in the past administration, there were board people advocating that came and visited some of my programs, and also our past superintendent came over and went to the jails and talked about the need, life needs, survival needs, primary care needs that supersede academics and go hand in hand with academics.
Superintendent Vargas says he understands true transition workers won't cut it when it comes to meeting all those needs times 1,600 kids every year. He says meeting that challenge isn't about hiring more staff, but getting the entire district and local community involved.
The culture that I'm trying to create, that not a single individual is responsible for transitioning this group of youngsters back into the district. The responsibility is for all of us to attend to their needs.
Supplementary angles add up to 180.
Vargas says in part that can be accomplished here at New Beginning. It's a program that started last fall as a partnership between the district's Youth and Justice Program and the Center for Youth.
It's a lot different, you know, with less kids, it's more time for one-on-one with teachers.
New Beginning caters to students like Kyle Chambers. He spent a short stint in jail, and when he returned to his school, he said he couldn't keep his grades up until he joined this program.
I've got honor roll, you know, I've never hit honor roll before. It makes me feel that I want to keep pushing forward to be more mature, you know, and be more of a man that I know I can be.
But the program only has room for about 60 students. Superintendent Vargas says the district's new All-City High School opening in the fall will be another good environment for students who have spent time in jail. All-City will offer more flexible scheduling, a credit recovery program, and 1 counselor and 1 social worker for every 100 students. Margaret Porter says this summer the district is looking for ways to add workers to her team. It all comes down to finding grants to help with the cost. Commissioner White says it's a move that would serve the district well for more reasons than one. He says for starters, it could help increase the graduation rate.
I think for many people, this is a throwaway population. And what they don't realize is, and I tried to suggest this as a former prosecutor, these young men will come back to haunt you if you neglect them now. So if for no other reason, we ought to be paying attention because it's the old adage, pay me now or pay me later.
Helen Biandouti, WXXI News.